Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
Today, you know, I put out a video last week on the flat earth because I'd about had enough of it. I know a lot of people have. Huge psyop that's been going on. And to me, it's just people going too far. You know, what you've been told is a lie, and so you think everything is a lie, and you just attack everything. And so, folks, there's lies within lies, but it's usually based off something that's real, something that's true. There's spinoffs, and so you have to watch for that. You have to use discernment. I like how a lot of people are saying that the Earth is actually flat with a huge dome over it and all this stuff. And folks, half-truths. It's not flat, period. I mean, you can see anywhere in space. There's nothing flat. Everything is spherical. Everything's round. Certainly, you know, people want to get in a war of linguistics, a war of words. It's a circle, a round, a sphere, an egg. You know, they just want to argue. And so, what I want to talk about is things about space and our Earth. People say, what makes you the expert? Well, you know, you know, I am a prophet and ambassador for the Most High God. And I've spent a lot of time in space, and so I can tell you, you know, it's just a lot of hogwash what we're hearing, and they're leading you into, and so that's why I'm standing up to speak against it. And I'm not a scientist, I'm not a mathematician, I don't care about what you think you know as science and math, because you don't know anything. All you know is what you've been taught, what you've been told. And who controls the knowledge? It's Lucifer. It's always been Lucifer. It's been his people, his kingdom. They control the flow of information. They control your perceptions. They try to. And so you have to be careful. And for this reason, I'm just going to do this show today. And some of the things that are true. Now, I can't tell you some of the things that aren't because their mathematics is hilarious. But I think they just try to, I don't know why they try it. NASA's owned and run by the reptilians, the very people who control the information that humans have about astronomy and space. And so, you know, the astronomers that have tried to speak out and say the truth are killed. You know, I mentioned in my book Interview with the Devil with Lucifer, I said, you know, back when the world, everyone thought the world was flat and they discovered it was round, there was curvature to it, you started killing them off. They were killing off the people proclaiming it was round and coming out with the new information, the accurate information, and now they're back to Earth is flat. You kind of see the cycle thing going, because they just like to keep people confused. You know, after I posted that video last week that the flat Earth is a psyop, and not to get sucked in by it, the father gave me an accurate depiction of it. He said, picture a tennis ball or a soccer ball inside of a basketball. And that's the best way to describe it. You've got this little tennis ball in the center of a basketball, but within the basketball, there's huge rings around the tennis ball. There's huge rings around it. Earth, if you want to depict it, it resembles a lot like Saturn. You have Earth in the center, and you have rings protruding around it. There's rings going around the Earth. You don't see them, but they're there. And these same kind of rings are around the sun. They're around each planet. And they're around our entire solar system, the Milky Way, in its totality. And so you have rings within rings within rings. There's rings everywhere, folks. And so I want to break that down. Now, if you picture Earth as a tennis ball, Earth itself, it has these two donut-shaped areas. It's called the Van Allen Belt. And they protrude around each half of the Earth, one on one side and one on the other. They're going to start blasting me already. And they look like rings. Yeah, here it comes. They look like big ears. Big Mickey Mouse ears on each side of the Earth. And that's called the Van Allen Belt. That's about 1,000 miles out from the Earth. So all of the planets I should say all the satellites that we have, the space stations, they're all, yeah, they're pounding my heart. These DEW weapons or something else. Sit here and try to regroup a little bit. As soon as I start talking, boom, I could sit here all day and not be bothered. But as soon as I start this radio show, it's a complete pounding. So anyway, the space station and all of our satellites are held within this Van Allen Belt area. And the Van Allen Belt stretches out to approximately 1,000 miles around the Earth. So anything within it, if you can feel it, and they say you can't get within 600 miles of it, well, that means all of our satellites are really within 200 miles of the Earth, of our surface. They're just up there, 100, 200 miles. And, you know, I thought that was crazy many years ago when I was talking to a scientist, and he told me that, you know, we'd all heard about the International Space Station, the ISS. Well, he had told me there were actually 22 space stations in space, and that the ISS was just the one everybody knew about. And so I asked him, I said, what are they doing on the other 20? He said they were being used for crossbreeding experiments. That is where they they took their off-world programs of crossbreeding so that they could never be found out. You talk about deep black projects. That's because they're deep up in the sky, so you can't see them, can't access them. And a lot of them are used for crossbreeding experiments and also developing bioterror weapons. Everything ties into them together. So you have the Mickey Mouse ears around the earth. And interestingly enough, and I'm going to post this, when I post this show as a video, I'm going to show all the stuff. I found some great footage. The openings of the North and South Pole, there's a small opening between the Van Allen belts on each side of the earth to allow access into the North and South Poles. Because if you remember an interview with the devil, I talked about how Lucifer accesses, all the planets are hollow. And they get in and out of them through the North and South Poles of them. And they can do it without being detected by those on those planets. That's why back in Lucifer's fall, the rebellion against heaven, nobody knew what he was up to. Nobody could even imagine that, because heaven was based on a heliocentric system with the sun in the center and the heavenly planets around it, and that's what Lucifer was trying to duplicate with Nibiru and the planets around Nibiru. It is now just a big red mass with seven planets with it. He was trying to duplicate heaven with Nibiru as the central sun and those objects, those other planets being around it in a heliocentric system like the heavenly system was. He was trying to mimic it. But what he did was he was able to access all the planets because there's a lot of rocks in space, folks. There's a lot of planets in space. Some of them are inhabitable. Most of them aren't. But they're all hollow. And so you can access them through their North and South Pole regions. And the Father allows him to access today through the North and South Pole regions, even though for the most part they were capped after the flood and blocked, but they still had a limited amount of access. And so they prefer the South Pole because it's not as noticeable, since we have radar and all that, as if they go to the North Pole. A lot of people are freaking out. Oh, the South Pole's melting. Well, you know what? For a long time, there was no snow in the South Pole. So it's not something that's new, something that's necessary. It was part of the judgment after the flood. The Father capped him in. A lot of the beings fled to inner earth. Oh, they're killing me. And so he trapped them there. He trapped them there. And like I've said, as we get towards a lot of states, a lot of these beings that have been held in judgment are going to be let out. They're going to be let out. And they have they have seven cities inside the earth, the main one being Shambhala. They also call it a Garda. And interestingly enough, because all this ends up tying together, one of the main entrances is over in, there's other entrances besides the North and South Poles. Mongolia, we're by India and China. And if you study Mongolia, which most of us have never even heard of it, we're like, what are you talking about? Mongolian chicken? You study Mongolia, and they were always known as giants. They're giant people. And what told you about China and India, the two most ancient races on Earth, because they were the first ones on Earth. China was the offspring of Lilith and Lucifer, and India was the offspring of Eve and Lucifer, other than Cain, because she had several children with Lucifer, Eve did. And so that's why India, because after Cain, Lucifer was cursed to be black. It was part of his punishment. He was turned black. He went from a glowing angel to, well, semi, because he lost a lot of that for his judgment after they buy him, but he still looked like an angel. He still was humanoid. And then when he defiled Eve in the Garden of Eden, he was turned into a reptile. And on top of that, he was turned black. And so that's why his children with Eve, the Indians, were darker in color because they were black. And I told you all the almond races on Earth, the Asians, their father was the dragon, and they all worshipped the dragon. Huge dragon worshipping races, because Satan's their father. He's they're his offspring on Earth, and their mother was Lilith, and even the almond eye alien races in space, they're all Lilith's children. They're her offspring. And she doesn't have them one by one by one like we do. She has litters of them. She's a different creation altogether. She left Adam before he even fell, because he fell with Eve. Lilith was the first one created in Genesis chapter 1 who had left Adam. She was turned by Lucifer and left him. Left Adam for Lucifer, and Eve eventually did the same thing. So that's why you have the two ancient races on Earth, which is the Indians and Chinese. Not every race on Earth is a son of Adam, folks. I mean, Cain's not even listed in Adam's lineage. Abel is, and Seth, and Enoch is the seventh from Adam. Guess who's not listed? Cain. Cain was not Adam's son. And that's where you have the Edomites, and the Kenites, and the Cainites. And that's who most of these New World Order Satan freaks, the 1%, hail as their father, as Cain. The sons of Cain. That's what they refer to themselves as. They know who they are. But anyway, folks, other than the Van Allen belts, we have two Van Allen belts. We have the big Mickey Mouse ears on each side of the ears. They say it's donut hole shape, but it's actually like big Mickey Mouse ears. And then if you go out further, for 25,000 miles extends another Van Allen belt. And these Van Allen belts are plasma radiation waves. They call them charged electrical protons. They try to use all this language to hide everything. That's why it makes it difficult. And people just never grasp science because of all the, you know, the monkeying around. They just don't come out and tell you anything. They use phrases and catchwords, charged electrical protons. Ambitious protons, which means they're hostile. And and one of the things they say is unpredictable, because they don't know how they're going to react to things. If a satellite, even just 100, 200 miles above Earth, gets too close to the Van Allen belt, they can destroy the satellite. It'll go into an electrical discharge fit. It can melt the satellite, destroy it, cause it to short out. And so this is how it typically is. This is why no vehicle, no human can go through these belts, because if you get past the first one at 1,000 miles above the Earth, then you got to go through 25,000 miles of the second one just to get out of the Van Allen belts and away and completely away from Earth. And no human can survive that. It's too much radiation. It's plasma waves and it's radiation. So no human can survive that. No. You know, they try to say that our ships can go through that. I highly doubt it. Now, if they got together with alien ships, they might be able to do it. Alien technology. Because they're interdimensional. You would have to have an interdimensional craft to get through that. Not saying it's not impossible, but it is with our stuff. You'd have to have interdimensional crafts. Now, when you get past the Van Halen belts, there is another ring that surrounds even further out, the second Van Halen belt, 25,000 miles in distance, folks. Then you have the Kuiper belt, which is another ring that surrounds the Earth. And the Kuiper belt contains small ice objects, huge rocks. Plato exists within the Kuiper belt. It's farther out in the atmosphere, in the solar system. Some of the smaller planets, such as Pluto and Makemake, I talk about that in my book, Makemake. That's how I pronounce it. And some of these others. These are huge ice objects in the Kuiper belt. And they're out there. They pass space. Now, one time they're probably just rocks, but now they're ice. So that's another belt. And then you go further out, and here comes the big basketball I was talking about. Because the big basketball is referred to as the Oort cloud. And this is a huge, giant sphere that surrounds the sun, the planets, the Kuiper belt, everybody. The entire solar system. It's a huge sphere. And for some reason they call it the Oort cloud instead of the Oort sphere. But they describe it as a big bubble with thick walls around our solar system. Protects the Milky Way galaxy. And also it's made of icy pieces of space debris the size of mountains, which would be asteroids. But they say this is where some of the comets come from. And you also have your asteroid belt between Jupiter and Mars, because Lucifer's, when he was an angel, son of God in good standing, he had his own heavenly planet in heaven, and when he rebelled, that was blown up by his sisters. And that's where the Kuiper, the asteroid belt, comes from, because his planet rested between Jupiter and Mars, which were not the heavenly names back then on those planets. But his was blown up. So, you know, the solar system itself wasn't always cold or ice. You know, when it fell under judgment, the sun withheld its light and warmth from these planets. And when Earth was recreated, it was replenished, it was recreated. It was to be the only planet out of all of them that would receive the sun's direct light and warmth. You know, when you're in space, you don't look and go, oh, there's the sun. You don't recognize the sun. You know, when you're on Earth, you see the sun, plain as day. Big hot blob in the sky there. When you're in space, you don't see it. It's not like, oh, there's the sun. It's not noticeable. It's only noticeable if you're on the Earth. Because it's special and relative just to the Earth itself. The other planets will get indirect light and heat from the sun, but it's not specific to them. That's what I'm saying. It's specifically for the Earth. In some space, you know, they describe the Earth as a spinning top. And that's just not what I've seen. It's not stationary flat where it doesn't move. It does move, but it's not a spinning top. It's not moving so fast that you don't even see it move. You know? And so some things... you know, the Earth is round, slightly bulges at the center. And, you know, I just want to develop a picture. These Van Allen belts, the plasma waves, in electrons, charged electrical electrons, around the Earth at 1,000 miles. That extends for 25,000 miles. But what I want to talk about is as I mentioned, is solar flares and how that affects things. Because this goes back to confirm something I was saying years ago. And that we used to watch for the solar flares. I don't do a lot of weather watching stuff. But one of the things I picked up on years ago is how every time it's a solar flare on Earth, then we would get more of an arrival of alien ships. Because, you know, I'm here to destroy Satan's strongholds. I'm here to be the resistance against these aliens on Earth and coming in. Let's say you want to know how they operate, right? Well, solar flares, when they are released from the sun and they hit the Earth, and one thing even scientists will say, that the radiation belts, the Van Allen belts, are unpredictable. They don't know how they'll react. Because sometimes these solar flares will clear the belts of charged particles. They'll clear them out, clear a path through them. Other times they increase, other times they decrease, and other times they do nothing at all. There's no reaction. But what I have found out is that there are certain times when solar flares will clear out paths to the Earth, and these alien starships, Luciferism in particular, will follow these pathways into the Earth and use them as pathways in. That's what they do. Because they'll whine and complain you can't get access to Earth. They'll go to the palace, the Most High God, and start stomping his feet and complaining. That's how the Lord will give them access in. But that's how they get here. Through these solar waves, it'll clear paths for them. They also will go to the Kuiper Belt, which I said is icy objects. And what they'll do is they'll take over an icy object. These are comets. This is what we call comets. And they'll put, somehow, they'll be able to take over mechanical control of these objects. And you'll see them kind of, because, you know, intelligent control is mean they're guided, they're steered. They've always thought that asteroids and comets were guided and steered. They have intelligent control. Whenever you hear the words intelligent control, it's code word for someone's driving it. Someone's flying it. And so a lot of these comets, and I always said they were carriers, because I always saw that in the Bible codes, how they're carriers, like airplanes for aliens. They'll get in these comets, commandeer them somehow, put some kind of mode, you know, I'm not saying motor, they don't use motors, but they can guide it, they can fly it, they'll turn it into an airplane, and they'll fly through the Van Allen belts, the radiation belts, and they'll say, for some reason, it will break them up, but it gets them in here as well. Because you also see, sometimes you'll see films with UFOs directly following behind comets, because they're using the comet as a shield to break its way through the radiation belts to get to Earth. Some of their access points here. Anyway, the lady's already talking. I'm almost out of time. This show goes fast. But anyway, I'm going to put this up as a video. I'm going to have a lot of videos to show you guys on the video of this show. If she has a video, it's my YouTube channel. Just go to Sherry Schreiner at YouTube. Look for my channel. Till next week, everybody. God bless.